We continue to Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Hey. Imeze is a shechat kenegdai. If the person who you have wronged is no longer alive, maybe asar anoshim, mamidim al kivra, you bring 10 people who go to his burial place. Vamechatasi l'kei Yisrael ozeh ish, I've sinned against Hashem and against this person, shechatasi loy. Vehem yeshiva loy, and they should respond, mochaloch, mochaloch. V'yesh loy leilich, Yachav, he should go barefoot. Gam yesh loy lefarit, as a chait, imen abzoyin lames, he should detail what happened, if it doesn't involve embarrassing this person. If the cemetery is more than 3 parasos away from where this person lives, he doesn't have to go there himself. He should send a messenger. The shlich should take along 10 people and go to the kever. I am the shlich of this individual, admitting that I would have been sent to ask mechila for on behalf of this person who has done something wrong to this person buried here. If somebody embarrassed somebody after the person passed away, you don't have to go to the gravesite. You should ask mechila in the place where the embarrassment took place. From Ha'itzil of Shemran, he said something which is untrue. Tzorach l'kabal atzma tshuva al sh'ava chayrik admanim. He has to do tshuva that he violated a long-standing chayrim. Shloi la'itzila shemra al mesim, that this should never be done, to say something untrue, not true, and not nice about a person who's not here. The Sfas Emes suggests that even if somebody attempted to ask mechila from somebody else while the person was alive, and the person never agreed to be Michael him, he should go through this procedure after the person is no longer here, going to his kever. Sif mitzvah kol adam litul as atzman b'erivim kippurim. It's a mitzvah on every person to go to the mikveh erivim kippurim, letar metamus keri, in case that he had an emission. Some have them. It's appropriate to only go, as we're going to learn, after Chatzos. Some have the minute to go before Mincha. Some have the minute to go after Mincha, before the Suda Mafsekis. Some have the minute to go after the Suda Mafsekis. And some have the minute to go both before Mincha and after the Suda Mafsekis. Vayim Mishum Tshuva. And the other reason to go to the Mikra is for Tshuva. My gesh is guy at Tzach Tefillah, just like when somebody becomes a ger, he has to go to the mikveh. V'chein, gam na'arim besulais, young men, young women, yesh lam litbo, v'yesh l'dat k'shleil av shem chatzitza, there should be nothing, no chatzitza on the body, even though if a man goes to the mikveh all year round, we don't have to be so careful about this. Erev Yom Kippur is different. V'ikaz man ha'tefillah l'achatzos ha'yoyim, the proper time to go to the mikveh is after chatzos. If a woman had relations, she still could have an emission of the semen for 3 days afterwards. And therefore, if she'll go to the mikveh and then has that emission, the tefillah won't be helpful. But the kani, and therefore the proper thing, is to kodem the tefillah before she goes to the mikveh, she should wash herself well with hot water, and therefore she doesn't have to worry about any emission. However, if she had had relations recently, and she could conceive from those relations, by doing this, she may be causing that she won't become pregnant. And therefore, such a woman should not go into hot water. She could go to a mikvah of cold water. Somebody's in an oval, even if he's doing the shiva, he could wash and go to the mikvah an hour or two before Yom Kippur, even if that's before Mincha. All the other halachas of avelus, kagon yeshiva al gabakarka, sitting on the floor, below him nalim, not wearing shoes, noigar alayla, are there till the night. Siv zayin noigim shekor bal habayis oisin el habesoi. The minig is that everybody makes, repairs a candle. Neshe yom kippurim yoran Moshe maluchas ashnias. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchas on Yom Kippur. V'atayra nikras er. The Torah is called a candle. V'ayin nerech b'shvil nishas ovev v'ima yishemesu. Another candle for his parents if they're not here. V'lchap aleim to help that they should also have a kapara. The minig is that only people who are married light candles for the living. Naigim shnaigim madlikin echem b'beisoy. That you should have a candle lit in your home. Add Shas Havdalah until after, till Havdalah time. The Yadol Olav should be available to make Havdalah on it. Matzah Yom Kippur. Vechem Adlikim Besa Knesses. And the other candles brought to Shul in those days. They should not use wax that came from the Batei Avdik Chavim. There are some who are most concerned if the candle that they lit goes out on Yom Kippur, even though it doesn't really mean anything, it's not something to be busy with. And therefore, when somebody brings a candle to the shul, he should give the candle to the shamish, and the shamish will put it down, and you won't be able to identify your candle. It's appropriate to take the candle to shul when you're going for mincha, to put it in its spat, and then light it before ben shmoshes. When everybody's arriving for Maariv, Hazman Bol becomes quite busy, and it's right before Yontif, and therefore it's not the right time. It's not the right time to go to shul. Sif ches kshaholchin the basic nesel tefilas mincha. When we go to the basic nesel for mincha, noigin lilbash b'gdei Shabbos. The minig is to wear Shabbos clothing. But tefilas mincha omrim l'ach shmenesrei so vidui. By mincha after shmenesrei we say vidui. Dainu koinim alkayin etzor. Before we start alkayin etzor, Imrim is a pasuk yil rotzen. We say the pasuk yil rotzen. That's the minig most people have. The gros minig was not to say yil rotzen before vidui. The umaschil al kenav al kevesen tov for nechab ad v'chaloyim roim v'akach imrim al kain etzav v'chulei v'im imrim a pasuk yil rotzen v'chulei im ba'ichu imrim sa vidui. If while he's saying the vidui, choyz shlich tzibur as a tefila, the shlich tzibur has already begun chazar sashatz. Kivan shu kvar omes a pasuk yil rotzen. Since you already said the pasuk yil rotzen, yochel, even though you're still in the middle of the vidui, yochel anes amen. You could say amen v'lam kedusha umaydim. If somebody forgot to say vidui and he already finished, walked away the three steps after the Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He just could say the vidui. If somebody said Shemoneh Esrei and the vidui, and then he realized that instead of saying the Seres Yimei Tshuva, then instead of saying Hamelcha Kaddish, he said Akela Kaddish, he repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, but he doesn't have to say the Vidui again. Siftat Tzark Lohemes HaVidui Me'umed, a person should say Midui standing, V'yischek Kamei Moedim, leaning like by Moedim, K'shemaskas Achet, and when he mentions any specific Avera, Yakra Be'egre V'alalev, he should give a clap on his heart, the person should, however, be careful to say vidui standing. Standing means not lean on something, that if the thing you're leaning on, if it was taken away, you would fall. Say the vidui kakosu b'sidurim. The order of the vidui is mentioned in all the sidurim. Omrim kulam b'shava. We say the entire nusach. However, mishu yodei ba'atz mechet shalai niska b'vidui. If somebody is aware of a veira that he has committed that's not mentioned in the vidui, kiven shomim es avidu belachash, since the vidui said quietly, nochen shifar tzachet ahu, that's appropriate that he should mention that specific avera. V'yisfadah lo b'mriyus aloiv, he should say vidui with being upset, with ma'ashalish, and with crying over with crying over what he has done. If that avera that he committed is one of the averas that is mentioned explicitly in the vidui, as kishmagia love, when he gets to that avera, he should really cry and be and regret. Averas that he said vidui on for the previous Yom Kippur, abi shu yodea, even though he's well aware that he has not done those averis again, he could say vidui on those averis again. And that's actually most praiseworthy, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Shenemar, I constantly remember the averis that I have violated.